Hello, friends. On today's show, a cat travels, a dude travels to seek happiness, people can travel to work in a bookstore, and some guy travels on a carpet. That's coming up. Isaac, please give us the intro.
It's a few years into the after times.
You get what I'm talking about.
So come on. What say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world? You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
It smells like dishwashing. It smells like the glass is not very clean.
Well, you're welcome to
yeah,
go
I know. I'm almost done with this now, so.
Yeah.
That's the Catholic in me.
Yeah, you're like...
You know,
I'll complain, but I'm not going to do anything.
Really?
About it.
I'm just gonna drink this $8 drink.
Sure.
And finish it. And then ask for something different in a clean glass next.
And they won't get it. They won't get it.
Because
believe it or
I
didn't
not, say
they
anything.
Didn't charge me. I'd pick one that was ran out. The keg ran out, and so they're like, eh.
Yeah, go
wow.
ahead.
Wow.
And
it's
you
your
said,
lucky night.
And like, you said...
Burger here at
the hop demo. You said hop demo.
Hop demo.
And here I was going to say that we weren't going to give you a hard time. Welcome to Two Beers In.
Hey.
I'm one of your hosts, Brett Weaver. It's a podcast that talks about people yelling in the background, my friend having a little bit of distress, and us talking positive news and enjoying a beer or two.
What are you having?
I'm enjoying some type of bourbon. I can't remember now. And a Carbach Celebration Kolsch.
That sounds needlessly complicated.
That's right. It's money go. That's
yeah,
right,
that's
Monica.
It.
Money go beer.
That's right. I'm speaking of Monica. I'm your co-host, Monica Ballard. I'm enjoying a blueberry mead.
Wow.
That tastes
yes.
like dishwater.
Well, the glass does, yeah.
You're the most...
It's mead in Austin.
Yes.
You're the most festive Viking ever.
And there's our friend Doug over there.
Who's having mental problems right now.
Sure.
I'm having a juicy IPA, a 512 juicy IPA.
Okay.
Nice. And we're not, as you can hear, we are not at the Aristocrat Lounge, but we're at the Brass Tap. In Round Rock, Texas.
That's right.
For reasons that we'll probably talk about in the Patreon.
Okay.
We are so happy to be here. We're so happy to be anywhere. And we've got four stories that we're going to talk about, a good song. And then we're going to get the hell out. Exactly. We're going to get the hell out of here.
It's starting to fill up. People must have heard that we're here.
And their dogs, too.
Yes.
Hello, dog.
Oh,
we're so cool.
Speaking of pets.
Yes.
Let's go with our first story.
All right.
So a pet cat who was lost in the Yellowstone Park travels 800 miles towards the city where the owner still had hope 60 days later. So that's a horrible title right there.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. So, you know, this sounds like the Incredible Journey. We all...
Homeward Bound.
Or Homeward Bound.
Okay.
The Incredible Journey is another one.
Okay.
That's the original.
Oh, all right.
And then it was Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound was a knockoff.
Oh, it was a knockoff. But it had...
So harsh.
Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
So we're okay with that.
Yes.
Anyway, this story came out of California that a cat who had accompanied a family, like the cat was like, I'm not part of y'all, but you know what? I'll hang out. You're going to Yellowstone? Cool, I'll go too. So the cat got lost. And what's funny is in Yellowstone, there's like bears, there's wolves.
Eagles.
There's eagles. It's a scrappy cat. I'm just saying, despite the distance of over 800 miles, the cat's owners got a call 2 months after the sorrowful trip that their animal had been found in California, not Wyoming. Benny and Susan Aguayano, easy for me to say, have been on many camping trips with their cat
Rainbow.
Okay, let's just take a moment.
Yeah, that is so a California name for a cat.
R-A-Y-M-E-B-E-A-U. Now, it would have been Cajun if there would have been an X on the end.
Yes.
But not so much. And we're confident that the naturally solitary and self-reliant animal wouldn't get lost. So they basically kicked the cat out of the car. No. Visiting Yellowstone, Rain was startled by something and ran off into the trees, not to be seen again, despite Benny and Suzanne looking for him every day of their trip. So time ticked by, and eventually the couple had to make the abhorrent decision to leave. Or they're like, fuck that cat, it's time to go home.
The cat came back the very next day.
Well, 60 days later. they got a call from an SPCA in Roseville, located in northern Sacramento County. So it's not that the cat was found and then they went and got the cat in Wyoming. The cat went quite a ways.
800 miles.
So they had a pet watch microchip, which the SPCA was able to read and gather the iguana's contact information. A woman found the cat in Roseville and decided that since he was obviously a pet, she should take him to the shelter. So Suzanne contacted local news to try and share the remarkable story of Rainbow's, that's the last time I'm going to say that, journey home, in hopes that the individuals who may have taken him in, fed him, or saw him pass by will come forward and enlighten the family. So they did. 800 miles this cat went.
First of all,
what the hell scared him that chased him away 800 miles?
Even before that, why do you take your cat on your vacation with you to a wild place like Yellowstone National Forest?
Saves on pet sitters.
On pet sitters?
Yep.
Well, what have we learned?
Do you know how much pet sitters cost?
Yes. I paid for one last week.
Sure.
For 6 days. So,
for
yes.
two cats, not just one. Two.
Yes, two.
Is this
two.
Why you only get pets that are flushable?
Yes, that's right. For you, Doug, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, that is the argument. So, but yay, that this cat, I love that there's an incredible journey type story.
Yes.
Or, excuse me,
homeward bound.
I'm doing quotation marks, by the way. there's a nice beginning story to get going. Speaking of travel.
Smart cat, stupid owners.
Absolutely. That's the
moral I'm taking from that story.
Don't be a jackass.
Just leave your cat at home. It's happier. Yeah. Trust me. You can set up cameras and look at them and talk to them through the cameras.
Absolutely.
Not that I would ever do that.
It's okay. I took both my dog Bob on me on my trips in the Jeep.
Yeah.
And Typo.
Yeah.
On trips. Bob, even though he had a worse time, he enjoyed it more. Typo was like, I don't like any of this. I don't know what's going on.
I am a house dog.
This is not cool. And he was a puppy. He was like, I don't like any of it. I got kicked out of a town because of that dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, dogs
sounds
are
like
more...
sounds like Typo.
Yeah.
I mean, they're more working dogs. Even when you're on vacation, it's kind of like, I am here to protect and guard you.
And Bob did scare off a bear. So, well, no. He wanted to make friends with the bear.
He wanted to make friends with the bear.
I scared off the bear. So, yeah, there we go. So let's continue talks of travel.
Okay.
There's this guy named Michael Zervos. He goes, really, this is just a publicity thing. He's a man who currently is on course to set the Guinness World Record for the fewest number of days needed to visit every country in the world. So, Doug, you haven't visited every country in the world.
No, only 80.
Yeah, you 80. Out of,
okay.
Out of like 194.
But you have visited every continent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did that all in 2008.
That's
by accident.
Right.
I didn't intend to, but yeah. I had so many trips that year, I did all seven.
Every girlfriend kicked him out, and he was in another continent. So
you can just go to Antarctica for all I care.
And you're like, okay. That sounds good. So, but as he told this reporter, That's just to bring eyes onto his real mission, to hear the happiest moments from the lives of people in every country in the world and share them on social media to help remind us that we're all connected, if not by parentage, then by aspirations. So it's the Project Cosmos.
Spelled with a K.
He's a communist. He has more or less reached the halfway point of his journey, having already passed through 100 countries under a year, barring a few pariahs. His passport has been stamped in all of Asia, Oceania, Africa, and some parts of Europe. So, some parts of Europe. That's interesting. He brilliantly shot videos, or his brilliantly shot videos, arrayed by very cleverly on his Instagram. Areej in Jordan recalls the moment she brought her first bike and learned how to ride it after she turned 30. So that's one of the things.
Yeah.
So they curated and produced by Zervos, who all the while is traveling at a breakneck pace across the face of the earth. I'm still on schedule, he says, and I've made several adjustments about 30 countries in, and my intention wasn't to come back to Greece at this time. Surprisingly, the guy's name is Zervos, and he's from Greece.
I'm astonished.
Yes. Thank you. If you couldn't tell by the hair, Zervos was already an avid globe trekker before he concocted the idea for his record-breaking journey of happiness. Knowing that he only had a few days in each nation, he spent much of the planning phase seeking out personalities and fixers, as Anthony Bourdain would call them. Finding them through social media, he opened a dialogue to see if they could give him a crash course on what it means to be happy in the Dominican Republic of Congo or Mongolia, Burundi, you know, wherever. It changed me in ways I can't really articulate. So, that's nice. All human beings are happy sometimes. And Zervos wanted to know why. Now, Monica.
Yes.
Are you ever happy? Are you ever truly happy?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Aren't you?
Yes. I just wanted to go. Are you ever happy?
Are you ever happy?
Monica. So he's like, look, family makes me happy, is what people say. But he wanted a specific moment in their life, and they're like, oh, well, I bought a bell for a prize cow when I was able to afford it. So it's like all these stories, instead of just being like, life makes me happy, it's like, I bought a bell for my cow.
Yeah.
I learned how to ride bike at 30
yeah.
years old.
My cow only beat me by 3 years.
Yes, that's right. My cat traveled 800 miles to come home, and we thought we had gotten rid of that damn thing. So the hunt for happiness in humanity is a new exercise for Zervos, who is fueled by the love of travel and storytelling. Some of my favorite books and movies, they never wrap up the mystery. Maybe they wrap up the plot, but they open up the theme at the end to make you question more things than none. And there are more than a little of that in travel, and I think that's why I keep coming back to certain locations. I really can't get enough of that. So he still has North America, Europe, and South America to hit every country. And we wish him well. And I, you know, on the show notes, we'll put the link to his YouTube channel.
So my question is, who pays for this? How does he get the money to travel all this way and... Like that guy who dances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
Well, he wasn't... For him, it wasn't. So the guy who danced around the world, he was in Australia, and he was developing aliens. What? Earthlings Must Die.
Oh, the video game. Okay.
Yeah, the video game.
Thank you.
Yeah. Which
he was homicidal. What? It was really.
Yes. What?
And he said, but a good dancer. Earthlings Must Die, so he danced everyone to death.
No.
But he, it ended up, the contract ended, and he had all this extra cash, and he knew he had to go back, he had to be back in the United States by a certain amount of time. And so he's like, well, what if I went the long way around and went to all these countries and danced with people? And so he did. And he went. And so it seems like Zervos is.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah. But you know what? That video was so touching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So good.
I'll admit, I really enjoyed the Hump Festival version of that.
Oh.
I fucked everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody did a really good rendition of, you know, a more adult version of that video.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
So our third story, again, about travel, kind of. World's only bookstore Airbnb has 2-year wait list for guests wanting to sell used books by day. So more than 450 guests have enjoyed accommodations in the world's only bookshop Airbnb, where guests spend the night and run the store during the day. What a fantastic way to not have to pay for labor. That is brilliant. The village, next, it's like, next, and we're going to also have an Airbnb where you paint a fence.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I've read this
you
book.
You get to paint a fence.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
This is so Roy H. Williams. I can't tell you. The village.
Or a particular person running for president who cut up the suit he was wearing during a debate so he can sell pieces of the suit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's what I want. Yeah.
Sure.
The village of Wigtown.
Wigtown. Because it's Scotland.
Oh.
So it can't be Wigtown. It's got to be Wigtown. So anyway, it's known as Scotland's national book town, and one of its charming bookshops, The Open Book, rents out its upstairs flat, giving literary lovers the chance to live their dream of fucking a book. No. Having their very own shop.
Yeah, might have misread that one.
Yeah. They all watched You've Got Mail and decided.
That's it. That's absolutely it.
You know, Half Price Books could open up a space.
Yeah. We got a cot in the back.
Let's bring in teenagers and see if they can figure out how to operate a book.
Yeah. We're going to have teenagers come into a store and sell vinyl.
So where do you plug this in?
Does it have a charger?
On the end here?
So the shop was set up by the Wigtown Festival Company, aims to celebrate books, independent bookshops, and welcome people from around the world. So since welcoming the first visitors in 2014, the nonprofit Airbnb has become a sensation, with guests saying they're delighted by the unusual experience of minding their own bookshop.
Mind your own bookshop, why don't you?
Of course. The feeling, there's no better feeling than somebody buying a book that puts you on display, or that you put on display, said one recent occupant.
From
Austin Texas. On the BBC. The Airbnb.
We're easily impressed.
Yes. Nestled in the pristine surroundings of Galloway, the Open Book is a charming bookshop and apartment situated on the main street. A holiday home with a difference. It presents a unique opportunity for visitors to run a real bookshop at the heart of the town's vibrant community. You know, there are weirder things that have gone on. I think that would be wonderful. I actually think that's really cool.
However, doubling back to that quote by the Austin residents.
Sure.
There's no better feeling than somebody buying a book that you put on display.
I got
There's
a few feelings.
There's no better feeling?
I can think of like 13 other feelings that are better than that.
Than someone buying a book you put on display.
I mean, 6 that are just, they're just, this is awesome.
No. It's dueling microphones.
Yes, so that means we need to wrap up.
Yeah. Wait, it may just be an announcement.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about. I don't know what she's selling.
It's trivia night here, is my guess. And she... There we go. Okay, so we'll hurry up and wrap up. So, Open Book is fantastic. There's no strings attached, no real responsibilities. You can enjoy the time however you like. So head to the seaside town in Scotland during the Wigton Festival, which runs this year from September 27th to October 6th.
Better hurry.
Yes. So the last thing is actually a really quick thing, and you'll really need to watch the link on the show notes, which is a real-life Aladdin jumps from Mountain Peak on a flying carpet in a thrilling Vivian. So this fella designs this device, much like, you know, the wingsuits.
The bat wings?
Like the wingsuit.
Like out of a Michael Mann movie?
Yeah. But instead, he made it look like a flying carpet. And he fucking jumped off this mountain, and he successfully flew down the mountain.
Lived through it, huh?
Yep. He said, there's a lot of crap here that has nothing to do with any of that, does it? It looks like I pasted the wrong thing. So anyway.
And he died.
The thrilling video shot by drones, see below,
yes.
Shows Freddy's most daring jump to date from the Croix de Tétès to a 2,400-meter French mountain cliff where he flew over the valley descending to 1,600 meters on the small carpet before pulling his parachute's ripcord.
So that's the thing. Like, that first part was the most dangerous part. The rest of it is okay because he knew that he could pull his chute anytime. Just that first part was the scariest. So he successfully did it. We're amazed to see that happening. Yay.
Now he calls himself a professional carpet rider, chasing his dream to new heights. I love how he even put little gold tassels on the ends. So it really does look like he's a real life Aladdin.
So go to the show notes and watch this flight happen.
Yes. I bet his parents are so proud.
Hey.
Hey.
If I was his parent, I would be proud. Like, you didn't die? Good for you.
Yeah, right.
You're gonna do what? Why don't you take the cat with you?
Yeah, right.
The cat'll be fine.
Oh, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yes.
Oh, look, and I have a guy to eat.
You know what's also fine?
What's also fine?
Patreon.com / two beers in, where you can subscribe to us. We're going to be done soon. Where you can subscribe, like, enjoy, give us money. We love all of it. We love you. We're thankful that you're here. So I've got a song to close out with.
Yes. Is it the one I chose 2 weeks ago?
Nope.
Nope.
What is...
Denied.
Well, I was going to do, because we are in the month of September.
Yes.
I was going to do Earth, Wind, and Fire's September.
Right.
But there's another song that I like a little bit better. So we're going to do that one instead.
All right.
And because other people know the first one?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
thank you for listening to Two Beers In. Come and do trivia at the
Brass Tap at 7 p.m. on Thursdays.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And until the next time that we're on the air, I've been Brett Weaver. I've been enjoying some kind of bourbon and some kind of beer.
I'm Monica Ballard. I had a blackberry mead in like a snifter glass that they should have washed better.
And our fully recovered friend Doug.
Yay!
I like eggs.
Yay! We will talk to you next week. My life.
got to get you in, 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 into my life. Got to get you into my life. Got to get you in, got to get you in.